I would like to put forward some thoughts about the relation of analysis, Jungian analysis particularly, and what goes loosely by the term spirituality today, which is often distinguished from religiosity or going to church. Many people claim to be spiritual, but they don't belong to a tradition and have fallen out of a tradition. And that dilemma is something that Jung really focused on in a lot of his thinking and writing. He wrote one book called Modern Man in Search of His Soul. And that modern person is the one who has a hard time believing in at least a kind of literal way or subscribing to traditional doctrines, and yet does feel a spiritual need. And that's the kind of person that Jung worked with a lot in his own analysis and addressed a lot in his writings. So it's along those lines that I'm also going to speak tonight about Jungian analysis and spirituality. In a short story called The God's Script, the Argentinian writer Borges tells of an Aztec magician, Tzinakan, who was captured by the Spaniard Pedro de Alvarado, tortured for a confession, and finally permanently imprisoned in a deep underground dungeon. This prison is divided into two sections. On one side lives Tzinakan. The other side is occupied by a jaguar, an animal sacred to the native peoples of the Americas. The two sections are separated by a stone wall that reaches to the top of the vault. But in the wall is a window protected by bars through which Tzinakan can see the jaguar when light penetrates the space. For just a moment each day, at noon, bright sunlight enters the cell from above. As the jail owner, the jailer, lowers the daily ration of food and water. During this brief time, Tzinakan can observe the spotted jaguar. And over the years, he disciplines himself to study the pacing animal and to discern the pattern of its markings. Tzinakan believes that the high god's secret code words are inscribed in the markings on the jaguar. Whoever learns and deciphers this code will become as powerful as the god himself. If he, Tzinakan, can only come to understand the code inscribed on the jaguar, he will understand God.